President, Mr. President, how are you?
How are you?
You got all that fake report here?
Chet, how are you?
Chet, how are you?
How are you?
Good to see you.
My God, how do you have time for this, brother?
With all the other people.
Where did you come from?
There's only a picture here, maybe?
Well, let's come over and get a proper, there's a place here. Chet, you stand here.
Oh, you should, you promised to leave.
There you are.
I think so, we got a summary here, we don't talk here, it's a little bit.
Okay, this is.
He's over.
How long has this report been finished?
About 2.5 years.
I think it is, we know on one small item, you can save $100 million a year without question.
Well, I think that's right. This one thing, we're just talking with Roy about it, lifting the level of non-competitive procurement from 2,500, which was set about 15 years ago, to 10,000, will save $100 million a year.
Minimum, yeah, of course, I mean, 2,500 and 10,000. Chad, if you know what else to spend, my goodness, 10,000, that's what 2,500 was, $2,900.
That was good. Yes, it is, as a matter of fact, this has a little cushion in it. I think the figures are around 8,400, something like that. But we are setting it so because we know we're going ahead.
And then we say the executive should be able to adjust.
And we have a budget.
But of course,
we say, yes, it should be, you should give the authority to adjust it from time to time. The president should be given the authority to adjust it from time to time in relation to that.
I mean, this legislation requires it as well.
Yes, yes, there is.
And then get it.
Oh, yes.
We're doing it.
But it's tough right now.
Right.
But there is, this thing is divided into several segments. Some legislators, about
new, see, they, you've got the old compromise, you don't have the new one. See, these are right off the flag, sealed, and this is off the floor.
That's right.
So, it doesn't have my name on it, it's bipartisan.
All right, so you got it.
Out of the dark.
But you straight up my name on it.
Yeah, thank you.
I signed it.
Thank you.
Good to see you, good to see you. You're still involved with three reactors,
Remember you had plenty, you told me to get it done.
I got all of them.
You got it going.
I got all of them, those people down around Hong Kong.
You know, we've made an analysis of this energy situation now with my joint committee staff, and we'll later get pictures, and I've talked to you a lot about it. He said two of his people looking over the next work, and Simon, I think, is going to look out.
Good.
I'd like for De Bono and Schultz to see Schultz particularly because it bears on the imbalance in trade, you know, which is about 4 billion this year, and it's going to go down.
Let me follow through this way. Get the bone on it right away. You tell him your bone to talk to Hall Deal, the Jeff Tinker and Archie Hall Deal, and get it. He knows more about the nuclear than anybody else.
Apparently. Yes, this goes beyond.
Yeah,
if we could go to the whole energy study.
The whole thing?
Good. The whole energy study.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Have you got this one?
Sure, I have.
One minute. Let me go easier right quickly. This is 1975 to the year 2000. This shows coal as your triple strip mining, which will be difficult. This shows domestic gas, because it's a new vehicle. This is the last oil bringing in. And this is the indication for future, but we still have a 30-day gap a year. On
this is how long? 30?
This is the year 2000. This is 27 years.
Gosh.
This is just looking at the whole thing. Now, this is based on the lowest possible forecast. Here's your National Petroleum capital forecast of 120 million barrels a day. And here's what we're using. This is the band curve right here, 87 minutes, which is the most conservative. You've got the Department of Interior and Office of Strategic all down. We're taking the most conservative. And yet it gives us the difference between the 36 million barrels that we're producing now. That's equivalent. That's oil, coal, and gas, you see. And what we're going to need is the trends.
Where did this emergency this came out of the water?
This has been the work of the Joint Committee staff, backed up with 10 years of study of the energy problem.
How did you do this?
Well, in 1963, when we started the Joint Committee, looking at the possibility of creating electricity with uranium, we made a complete study then of and projected the trends of the depletability of fossil fuels and all that sort of thing. And we've kept at this all the way along. And this is the latest analysis, and it's done by a consultant, the petroleum engineer, and it's based on known statistics.
He's a member of the staff.
He is a member of the staff. He is a consultant on a consultant basis. We're giving it this morning in California. My assistant is to the board of the Standard Oil. And 2 weeks ago, I gave it to Bob Anderson, Atlanta Bridgefield Water Company. And he said that this is the best and the most complete summation of the whole energy problem that he has ever seen.
Good. Devona, see the Congressman Hollyfield, you put him in touch with this Pete Powell.
Our
fellow coordinator, now that we're signing all we're all working on, but I'd like for DeBona to get it, and he says, just give your report to me first.
We appreciate it very much.
And when we have the bipartisan meeting on energy, which will be it'll be a month before we have it, because everybody can be ready for that, and we have it. We want to be sure that you're there.
If we could just have 30 minutes, would it be in
30 minutes? I'm good on that. DeBona, we're going to get off the block.
Well, we can
Mark, go and do the job.
Thank you for listening to this extraneous material, but it's very important.
Listen, we're going to return you very much some extraneous material. We do something.
We're going to turn some money back to
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Don't turn it off.